From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. North Korea has confirmed it's conducted a fifth nuclear test, the second in 2016, coming on the 68th anniversary of the nation's founding. The U.S. Geological Survey registered a 5.3 magnitude earthquake Friday morning at 9:30 a.m. local time at North Korea's nuclear test site. South Korean President Park Geun-hye called the latest nuclear test an act of self-destruction. Daniel Pinkston, an international relations professor at Troy University in Seoul, is not surprised at Pyongyang's defiance.
The regime is very motivated, and the nuclear missile program, those programs are extremely important. They place a high priority on those programs.
World leaders were quick to have condemned the test.
Everybody shares concerns, but we're trying still to monitor, to find out precisely what took place. And at the appropriate moment today, I'm confident President Obama will address this. And we will certainly be discussing this in the context of the United Nations, I'm sure.
That's U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in Geneva. He was there meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, who had this to say.
We're very much concerned, and the resolutions of the Security Council must be implemented, and we will send this message very strongly.
French police have arrested three female suspects alleged to have been planning attacks, this in connection with the discovery earlier this week of a car loaded with canisters of gasoline in Paris. Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve said that three women, aged between 19 and 39, were radicalized fanatics who were preparing for a new violent and imminent action. One of the women was shot and a police officer stabbed. This is VOA. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry headed into another round of talks with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov on a deal for a Syrian ceasefire. Speaking this week during a visit to Britain, U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter said that there are still many obstacles to a peace agreement, but that U.S. President Barack Obama thinks it's worth the effort.
Well, we're a long way from getting there, but that's why Secretary Kerry is going. That's why the president said he wanted to give it one more try. So if we didn't believe that was worth doing, we wouldn't be doing it.
The sticking points have been described by a U.S. official as technical matters, explaining that the overall goal remains clearing the way for a transitional stage to new leadership in Syria after a ceasefire. A NASA spacecraft is on a mission to scrape up some material from the surface of a potentially dangerous asteroid called Bennu, and then bring it back to Earth to be studied. The spacecraft called OSIRIS-REx was launched late Thursday from Cape Canaveral in the U.S. state of Florida. Greg Redfern is with NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
OSIRIS-REx is going to fly out to Bennu. It is going to put a sample arm down and touch the asteroid, hopefully collect at least a couple ounces, if up to 300 ounces, of this pristine material left over from the formation of the solar system, dump it into a return spacecraft capsule type thing, and then it's going to come back to Earth, enter the Earth's atmosphere. We're going to collect it, and we're going to learn a lot when that happens.
NASA says that Bennu has a reasonably high chance of smashing into Earth sometime in the next century, so learning all we can is in our best interests. Gabonese opposition leader Jean Ping has filed a challenge to the results of the August 27th presidential poll. The challenge, filed Thursday afternoon, centers on the province that provided President Ali Bongo his margin of victory in the official results. Deadly violence erupted in the capital Libreville last week after official results showed President Bongo beating Ping by about 6,000 votes nationwide. Ping accused officials of fraud and declared himself the winner. President Bongo has resisted calls for a recount and shrugged off reports of irregularities from election observers. The World Health Organization has stepped up its warning for Southeast Asia to guard against the threat posed by the mosquito-borne Zika virus. A recent report identified India, China, the Philippines, Thailand, and Indonesia as high-risk countries, while in sub-Saharan Africa, Angola has faced increased risk. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.